哈利路亚，我们早晨来集中在约翰福音十一章的查考。
Hallelujah, this morning we'll put our focus in John chapter 11.
我们要是查考主的神迹，那约翰福音是从第二章到十一章。
If we want to study the topic of miracles of the Lord, you will start from John chapter 2 to chapter 11.
那我们英文叫 The Book of Signs, 就是说神迹用 sign 这个字来表示。
And it's called the Book of Signs.
因为他所说的神迹不是一般所说能力的彰显，用 miracle 这个字表示而已。
Because the so-called sign is not just the manifestation of power, such as miracle.
那就是说记载在其他对观福音书所说的神的能力医治赶鬼。种种奇妙的作为。
And those include incidents recorded in various synoptic books regarding casting out the demons or healing the sick.
约翰福音的这个神迹是代表不但是普通了解的神能力的彰显，让人家得到病痛医治或神迹等等。
The signs recorded in Book of John not only includes the miracles that we normally understand, such as casting out demons or healing the sick.
它其实也是在印证主耶稣他是从天上来的神道成肉身。
And also it proves and shows signs, evidence that Lord Jesus is from God and he came from heaven.
所以你在约翰福音可以称主为成为肉身的主，或者说我们英文叫 incarnate。Logos or incarnate way or word.
So in Book of John, you can call Jesus the incarnated word or logo.
那意思就是说，你看到主，也看到他原来他所出的，当然有关于神的他的来源。
Which means that when you see the Lord, you also see where he came from, his origin, and his source.
那第二个，他的属性。
And also his divine characteristics.
再来就是他在地面上的任务。
And also his mission in this world.
那你说从主耶稣所行的神迹，你要看住这三方面。
And from the signs performed by Lord Jesus, you should be able to see these three points.
而且要认清他是谁，他的位份跟他的任务。
And you have to see, understand who he is and his position and his status.
那通常在主行神迹的时候会有一段很长的论道。
And usually before Lord Jesus performed the signs, there's a conversation, a long discourse that happens before.
而且他有一桩很重要的神迹来印证他要说的一句话。
Then he would perform a very important sign to prove his point.
那譬如说在六章他的分饼，把鱼跟饼分给五千人吃。
For example, in chapter 6, he shared the bread and the fish and gave it to 5,000.
那他就讲了一大篇很重要的说，人不该只追求会朽坏的食物。
Before that, he went on and discussed that men should not just pursue the food that's corruptible.
要为那存到永生的食物来劳力。
But they should labor for the food that's incorruptible.
那他就用古代的人或现今的人在吃 manna 或者吃日常的饮食都照样死了。
Then he drew examples of how men used to eat from food and manna, but yet they still died.
但是你从天上来的这粮食领受了以后呢，你就可以永远不死。
But if you receive the heavenly food, then you will live forever and not die.
所以主耶稣强调一个道理，说你领受从天上来的粮食，就主耶稣或者他的话，你就可以不会渴，不会饥。
Lord Jesus emphasized the point that if you take the food from heaven, that is He Himself, then you will never be thirsty or hungry.
因为他的话是属灵的，是给生命的。
Because His words are spiritual and it gives life.
那就是在六章六三节所强调的。
And that is in chapter 6, verse 63.
但给灵粮，就是生命粮食，他还要强调一点，就第四章说的，就生命的活水。
In addition to the spiritual food, he also emphasized the water of life.
那你喝了这井里以后，一般的日用水还是会渴的。
If you only drink from the water from the well, you will still be thirsty.
但是你要是喝从上头来的这个主所赐的生命泉源，你就永远不会渴。
But if you drink from the fountain that comes, the living fountain that comes from the Lord, then you will never be thirsty.
所以结合灵粮跟他所给的灵水，属灵的水， 你就可以看出神的道跟神的圣灵对人的灵命很重要。
Combining the spiritual food and the spiritual living water, you can see the importance of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在查考道理的时候，就会很感谢神。
So as we study the truth in the Bible, we give thanks to God.
因为我们有这种得到神的恩赐的机会。
Because we have the opportunity to receive His blessings.
那不但如此，假如我们进入到经文。
Not only so, but if we delve into the verses.
主耶稣行这个变饼变鱼，分给五千人吃，那讲了一大堆的论道以外，他还最重要是讲一句话。
In addition to the discussion that took place before feeding the 5,000, he also said something that's important.
六章三十五节跟四十八节说了那句话。
And that's in chapter 6, verse 35 and 48.
说我是生命粮食。
He said, I am the bread of life.
那这句话就点出耶稣是谁了。
And this points out who he is.
他是创造主，他也是那个供给人类灵命生命的不管属肉属灵这方面的这恩主。
And Jesus is the Lord, the God that gives life and also that supplies our daily needs.
所以难道我们要赶快趋前来领受神的道理？
No wonder we need to haste and come before God to receive His words.
我们来领受他所要赐给我们的属灵的这个圣灵跟他的恩赐。
We need to come before Him to receive the Holy Spirit and His blessings.
所以让我们圣灵可以在我们的生命内处叫永永滚上滚出
so that the Holy Spirit can well up inside of us and pouring out
那这个灵命的涌流 就会让我们成为基督的样式
and this outpouring of the Holy Spirit will also help us take the form of Jesus
的形象跟他的性格
so we can have the, have the likeness of Christ and his divine character
我是生命的粮食
so if you think about this I am the bread of life
这句我是的这个表达句子
，and this passage I am
就有行神迹变饼变鱼供给大家
，and also the signs of the miracles of supplying the 5,000
更重要的，他就是要讲人要追求不会朽坏的存到永生的食物，就是神的话，就是耶稣。
What's more important is that men should pursue the incorruptible food that is Lord Jesus and His words.
用这个了解，我们就来再看另一桩神迹了。
With this in mind, let's look at another sign.
那就是主耶稣叫拉撒路复活。
That is Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
这个是大概讲七个神迹，就二章到十一章七个神迹的最后一个。
And this is the last of the seven signs recorded from chapter 2 to 11.
那在十一章二十五节跟二十六节那里。
In chapter 11, verse 25 and 26,
主耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
那我们中午翻说生命复活在我，生命在我，其实他也是在讲说我是哒哒哒的那个表达的句式。
And Lord Jesus says, I am.
那就是说他是生命主，他是复活主。
And that means that he is the Lord of resurrection and the Lord of life.
而且人要得这属灵的生命跟复活，要根源在主耶稣的身上。
And if men want to have the resurrection and the life, they have to return to Lord Jesus.
所以说这个是一个很重要的一个表达。
And this is a very important message.
当然就借着他对拉撒路所行的这复活的这个大能力。
And through the great power of him raising Lazarus from the dead.
在这一章里头，主耶稣也教导。
Lord Jesus in this chapter also teaches us.
让我们学习到，甚至主耶稣常常利用这机会教育来教导、引导他的门徒。
Lord Jesus often used various opportunities to guide and teach his disciples.
那我们就进入他在途中的教训。
So let's enter into the teaching in this chapter.
然后进了村庄以后，他就跟马大也有一句四句的对话。
After he entered into the village, he had a four sentence conversation with Martha.
然后呢，他最后就到了坟墓的旁前头。
Then he arrived in front of the tomb.
那叫这石头滚开。
And so he asked him to remove the tomb, the tombstone.
命令主那个已经死去四天四夜的拉撒路从死里头复活走出来。
Then he commanded Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, to arise from the dead and wake up.
那这一段我们称为就是复活章篇的叙述了。
And we describe this this passage as the passage of resurrection.
那我们要是从文脉来看
，if If you look at the, from the narrative sequence perspective,
就好像我们会看到人的一生 有一个过程。
You see the a man's journey. There's usually a process.
那就好像春夏秋冬，人这个天候的季节一样。
It's just like the four seasons.
啊，就是说春天刚刚开始。
In spring, it's the beginning of life.
就好像我们人出生，就好像在幼儿这个时期。
Just like when we are born, we're still in childhood.
我们称为这季节的开始，或者人生的开端。
We call it the beginning of the four seasons, or the beginning of life.
然后我们进到这个夏天。
Then we enter into the summer.
那就是我们的青年时代啊，少年时代的茁壮时期。
And that is a youth, the prime of our life.
因为要这个过程，要进到一个很重要的这个中年的这个有树立的这个阶段。
Because it's leading us into a next very important stage where we are standing firm.
常常在这个像秋天或者人的中年有一个转变，不管是危机也好，或者再从头开始也好。
In spring or in the midlife, there's usually a transition time, whether it's a beginning of a change.
那这个时候就很重要的，我们称为要进到一个转折点了。
And that is an important stage of life. We enter into a transition period.
经过这个时期以后
，After this period is over，
我们就慢慢的进到壮年以后的老年期或者是中末期。
And we now enter into a stage after the prime of life or the early advanced age stage.
不管你是要大团圆或大圆满。
Whether it's a leading to a happy ending,
或是你最后要有一个结束
or you will have just facing an ending.
人总是好像树一样走到最后的冬天，最后的这样的结束。
Just like a tree, man is now entering into the final winter of their life.
那这样，这一个好的话就是大圆场。
And if it's good, then it's a big happy ending.
人生无憾。
That there's nothing they're regretted for.
就是说到冬天，你还是觉得很它的温暖。你虽然是说已经残冬了。但是你很满意了，一年过得很有意义了。
Even though it's the last winter, the last season of the year, but you're satisfied with your life.
用这个春夏秋冬和人的从幼中这个少中壮老这个时期来做比喻，来看这个脉络。
If you look at from the narrative perspective, whether it's a change of four seasons or for a journey of a man's life.
我们也可以看到在圣经的叙述文篇里头。
If you look at the narrative description of the Bible,
长篇的叙述文篇的文篇不多。
There's not many books with a large amount of narratives.
比如说，在约翰福音六章就是很长的在叙述。
For an example, in John chapter 6 is a long chapter description.
或者二十四章的路加福音。
Or Luke chapter 24.
那在以马忤斯途中，主耶稣跟两个门徒的同在。
And that is on a journey. During a journey, Lord Jesus was with the two disciples.
主耶稣如何的开导这两位忧愁心的？心里忧愁的这个门徒
，and how Lord Jesus was counseling the two disciples that was very heavy-hearted，
让他们明白主耶稣已经复活了
，so that they would understand that Lord Jesus has already resurrected，
而且已经跟他们同行但一同在说话
，and that Lord Jesus was walking with them and speaking with them。
那到最后，主耶稣交代完了，他就离开了，不见了。
At the end, after Jesus instructed them his commands, and he departed from them。
同样的道理有这个四段在里头。
And by the same concept, also contains four stages.
那这刚好也符合我们中国文章所说的有四个阶段。
And this also echoes the Chinese literature describing the two parts of a literature.
就是说，第一个开端就是叫做起。
And that's the beginning.
或者 commencement.
Or commencement.
那再来就是承接过来 transition 了。
Then the next is transition.
然后这个就是你从起就等于引起动机，给你一个点指点，就提指的指出。
That is in the beginning. There is a beginning where you receive an idea.
那你就说这个将来有一个，就是说有这是个伏笔，然后主题要发挥在后头。
And you identify your topic so that later on you can explore the topic.
所以它给一个开端。
And so it gives it a commencement.
但是你要到这个最重要那个这个重点，就是那个文本的重点。
But when you get into the content of your piece,
那你需要有一个承接过来。
You need to have a transition.
铺路了。
You need to start splaying out the content.
然后在这个第三段变成一个转很大的一个转折，特点。
And the third part is a turning point.
那最后呢，就得努内梦，意思就已经圆满了，也就结束了。
And the last part is a conclusion, the happy ending.
D-E-N-O-U-M-E-N-T, 法文，就是一个大圆满结成，得努内梦。
And in French is demi-mo, which means the ending.
好，所以说你有开始，有承接，有一个转折，到最后的圆满或者结束。
And that is in Chinese literature, there is the commencement, the transition, the turning, and the final conclusion.
那其实，在约翰福音十一章有这样的这过程的。
In John chapter 11 also has this process.
你要是从第十章的四十节左右看起。
If you start from chapter 10 verse 40.
到十一章的前头的三四句话。
And to the beginning 3-4 verses of chapter 11.
那就是要介绍说，在伯大尼村庄里头有一个轰天动。
And it's describing that in this village there is something that, that is shocking, astonishing.
在这平凡的这子弟三个人的家里头发生一件大事。
And there is a great thing that took place in this ordinary family of three brothers and sisters.
主所爱的马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
Martha and Lazarus, whom the Lord loved.
他们村庄已经有一个这个重要的这个拉撒路主所爱的门徒已经病了，而且已经是。病得很垂亡。
That Lazarus, a man that's loved by the Lord, was sick, so sick to the point of death.
那这个消息就传到正在这约旦河边啊，努力在传扬神国福音、医治啊病人或者安慰人心的主耶稣的耳中了。
And this message has reached Lord Jesus, who on the other side of Jordan River was preaching the gospel.
听到这个恶讯。主耶稣就马上说一句话。
When he heard of this bad news, Lord Jesus said,
他说你我主所爱的这个拉撒路那他说他不至于病死。
And he said that Lazarus is not sick, not unto death.
那是为了神的荣耀啊神的儿子主耶稣他本身要得到荣耀。
But for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
那当然这个荣耀 doxa 这个字眼在约翰福音或者整本的新约旧约圣经很重要一个字。
Glory or doxa is a very important word throughout the book of John and New Testament.
那当然我们就说神要得到荣耀得神得到尊崇啊，得到这个尊大，来传扬他的创造救赎的功劳。
And glory means that God's name will be glorified, and His creation and His work may be glorified.
那当然，在这个神迹，主耶稣看出他不必死，不一定死，或不会死。
And in the sign, Lord Jesus see that Lazarus will not die.
意思就是说主耶稣看到他虽然死了。主要叫他复活
，which means that Lord Jesus saw that he is physically dead, but he will be resurrected.
在这个起的这段里头
，so in the commencement, in the section of the story,
主耶稣还是继续做工
，Lord Jesus continued doing his work.
圣经说他特地的单言两天
，and the Bible tells us that he delayed on purpose for 2 days.
当然，我们心里会纳闷说，那重要的亲人和朋友病重了，有危急的事端的时候。难道你不马上去处理吗
？We might be wondering to ourselves when our loved ones are sick, why wouldn't he haste to go and heal them？
给你一个心里一个疑窦
，and that gives a question in your heart。
你就是说要追求为什么主耶稣特地停了两天
？So you should pursue and think about why did Lord Jesus stay for 2 more days？
当然，我们有很多的理由。
Of course, we may have many excuses。
因为在四章前面一章的四十节以后。
Because in previous chapter, after verse 40,
主耶稣很勤劳的辛苦的做工。
Lord Jesus was laboring, working hard to preach the gospel.
他工作可以说还没有告一段落。
And his ministry has not gotten to a rest point.
得待下来。
So he had to stay.
但是其实不然。
But that was not the case.
因为神的工以后还可以再回来的。
Because he can always return back to the ministry of God.
但是这个在第一章主耶稣说这句话，呆了。多待了两天，就当第一段的结束。
And Lord Jesus stayed for 2 more days in the place where he was, and that marks the end of the first section.
然后呢，两天过了以后，主就催促着门徒说：“咱们走吧，我们上这个伯大尼村庄去吧。”
But after 2 days, Lord Jesus told his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again."
当然，从约旦河东要上这个。800公尺高的这耶路撒冷这个地方这个地区。
From the east of Jordan, now going to Jerusalem.
大概3000英尺左右。
It's about 3,000 kilometers.
Meters.
3,000 feet.
那你就要用两天的过程。
It would take 2 days to get there.
慢慢的跋涉而上。
And you have to walk slowly to get there.
所以你就会可以看到两天加两天一定有它特定的用意了。
So 2 days of staying plus 2 days of traveling, it has a special purpose.
但是这个要留到这个第三幕第三场的时候你才看得出来。
But you won't see the purpose until the third part of the story.
因为我们现在看到主耶稣在行进。
Because now we see that Lord Jesus is traveling.
在圣经里头常常有旅途中的叙述 narrative, like travel narrative.
In the Bible, there are examples of travel narratives. 比如说
路加福音九章以后就很重要的一段叙述了。
For example, in Luke chapter 9, there is an important description.
叙述的那个情节。
You can see the story in the narratives.
那重点在哪里？
And what are the points in that narrative?
还有道理的重要字眼怎么样的在阐述？
And what are the important keywords in the passage?
比如说在路加九章就是说上升，主要是要被接上升这个字眼。
And for example, in Luke chapter 9, Lord Jesus ascended and received into heaven.
其实主要是的旅程到耶路撒冷就是为了要被要受死复活上升就回到天父那里去。
The purpose of his journey into Jerusalem is to be crucified, suffer, and be received up in heaven.
所以我们在查经的时候要抓住这个道理的重要关键的字眼。
So when we study the Bible, we need to identify the important keywords.
这个叙述对它的情节有它的程序有它的目的。
And the narratives, the stories has its transition and its purpose.
所以同样道理在约翰福音十一章。
By the same token, in John chapter 11, 我们现
在眼睛溜着看十一章。
So let's take a look at verse 11.
你看，仍旧住了两天以后的第七节。
Then he stayed 2 more days. Then verse 7.
那是要接承接上面所说的开你的爱的门徒变了，在这段话的一个行进呢。
And this continues on to the second part after his beloved disciple is sick.
这个过程一个移动，要转到一个高潮。那个高峰就是主在村庄的医治。
And that means the story, the narrative is moving on to the next part, which is the highlight of the story. That is the Lord in the village.
但是很有意义的就是说，主他并不是静默的、无聊的跟门徒这样子走。
But what is very meaningful is that the Lord did not just walk with the disciples silently.
一个很好的老师啊，他会常常就引起动机，常常或者给及时的。
A good teacher, a good rabbi will motivate the students and also give them teachings as he sees opportunities.
比如说你看到刚好一片黄叶掉下来。
For an example, if you see a yellow piece of leaf falling off the tree,
你马上说哦，一叶知秋，一片叶子掉落，知道秋天来临了。
Then you can say that you see a yellow leaf falling, that's the beginning of fall.
那这位老师就马上知道。知道吗？这个列朝以来的春秋这样子怎么变化
？And the teacher then teaches them how the time and the season changes.
他讲起历史故事来勉励这学生，让他增加这个历史的智慧。
Then the teacher will be able to encourage them with the historical stories and add to their knowledge.
而且呢，在平常的事物上头，你可以发现那奇妙的。那个光亮光
And in ordinary things, the teacher can identify and show them the miraculous light.
这个很重要的。
And this is important.
所以老师应该常常在引导学生从平常非常通泛的事物来讲出这些哲理。
A good teacher should be able to enlighten and motivate the student from very ordinary things.
经文是经文，可是里头深藏的这个哲理道理是哪里？
The scriptures are scriptures, but what are the important meanings hidden in the scripture?
它的文脉在哪里？
Where are the narratives and important?
它的关键道理字眼或它的观念在哪里？
And where are the important keywords and concepts?
那老师就慢慢的引导圣经学生、神学生，慢慢的进入到这个神话语的这个佳妙处了。
And then the teacher can lead the students into the mysteries in the scripture.
那在第二段里头的行进，这 transition。过渡的这个时期。
So in the second part, the narrative, which is transition.
那我们看到主耶稣真的教导学生。
We can see here that Lord Jesus was teaching the students.
那是学生跟老师的这样的互动。
They can see the interaction between the teacher and the student.
那主耶稣怎么样的开导？
And how the Lord Jesus enlightening them.
你这里可以看到人性啊。
And from here, you can see human nature.
就说门徒怎么的爱护老师。
And you can see how the students love their teachers.
唯恐老师受到损害。
And they're afraid the teacher will be injured.
所以他们第一句话说：“老师啊， 最近不是有犹太人拿石头要打你吗？你还去吗？
The first thing they say, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you are going there again?
那意思就是说，为了顾及老师生命的安危啊，还是劝阻一下。
And they discourage him from going because a concern for his life.
那你就说什么时候被主耶稣被打
？And you might say, when did Lord Jesus get stoned?
那我们在查经的时候就要注意说，什么时候主耶稣被打？为什么被打？主耶稣有什么反应
？And when you study the Bible, you have to pay attention to when the Lord Jesus was stoned. What was his reaction? What's the reason for stoning him?
那当然，你就会拿到第八章跟第十章主耶稣被打的这个前例了。
Then you will look at chapter 8 and chapter 10 where Lord Jesus incidents where Lord Jesus was stoned.
那就让我们去领略去想。
So that will give us a chance to think.
你传道、传福音、做工，人家逼害你，或者用石头、棍子打你。
When you preach a gospel, the word of God, when you're persecuted by others and stoned by others,
你为了什么？
What are you doing this for?
你讲了什么？
What have you said?
人家的反应，为什么反应？
Why do people have the reactions?
他们错谬的地方在哪里？怎么更正他们？
And where are they wrong? How do you correct them?
就在学生跟老师在问答当中，你可以得到很大的启示的。
You can be inspired from the conversation that took place between the teacher and the students.
那主耶稣马上讲第二句话。
Lord Jesus then said,
他说白天有十二个小时。
Said that aren't there not 12 hours in the day?
那我们就问什么？这什么分法呢？历法是什么？那个 calendar 什么历法呢？
Then you might ask, what is a calendric?
那个时间怎么分配呢？
How do you divide the hours of the day?
那你就会想，现在太阳历或者旧历的农历跟犹太历怎么来查考呢？
Then you might study the lunar calendar, the Jewish calendar, and the different calendars.
你就会进一步说，那罗马的晚一天的分这个四个时段时辰。
In the Roman calendar of the day, they divide.
晚上也是。
They divide four section of the day and four section of the night.
就那么，犹太人有三个时段在晚上。
And in Jewish, they believe three section of the nighttime.
犹太人把整天，晚上再加白天，有十二个小时。
And for the Jews, the evening plus the daytime is a total of 12 hours.
每个小时都是一个加，好像我们天干地支的甲乙丙丁的那个子丑寅卯那样的算法一样的。
And every hour has its certain amount of time.
天干 heavenly branch, 地支
the heavenly branch,
earthly stem, 这是我们普通的翻译。
And the earthly stem.
那就是说用这样的十二个时辰来说一天的行进。
And that is using the 12 hours describing the progression of the daytime.
那主耶稣就用他们日常生活的作息来说一些道理。
And Lord Jesus used their everyday life to teach them the teachings.
他就点出光。生命之光。
Then he point out the light, the heavenly light.
他也提醒我们，眼睛打开时，我们看到自然光。
He reminds them that when you open your eyes, you can see the natural light.
称为生命的白昼。
We call it the daylight of the light of day.
Once. 那再来就是主耶稣给这个恩典真理照亮世界这个光照的事情。
Then Lord Jesus gives grace and blessings, and that is the period of grace.
那你看罗马书十三章，保罗就说黑夜将近，亮光白天将近，那光的重要性，就是主耶稣要再来。
In Romans chapter 13, Paul says the daylight is about to end. That shows that Lord Jesus is coming again.
黑暗笼罩了，那就是恩典。主耶稣拯救的日子关起来了。
The darkness will come. That means a day that Lord Jesus will close the door of grace.
那这个时候就没有福音可信可传。
And during that time, there will be no more gospel for us to believe in.
要进入到这个审判日。
Then we will enter into the day of judgment.
那这个还在恩典开展的时期，还拯救日子的时候，我们就要做工。
While there we're still in the grace period, we need to work hard.
我们眼睛还看得到这生命之光，还在看着白天黑夜的时候，我们就要有力气做工。
While our eyes can still see daylight and dark time, we need to labor and do the Lord's work.
等到个人眼睛闭上，就进入黄泉九泉之下的时候， 被埋葬在冰冷的坟墓里头，看不到了。
So until the day that we close our eyes and we are buried.
啊，那意思就是说你已经没有这个白生命白走。
And that means at that time that you will not have the daytime or nighttime.
主耶稣再来的时候就没有机会再传福音，再没有机会再信福音了。
When Lord Jesus come again, we will no longer have the chance to spread the gospel or to believe in the gospel.
因为天地要结束，神国要展现。
Because the heaven and earth will, because the earth will end and the glorious kingdom will come.
所以单单从这看到光或神的光照日子恩典的时期。
And from looking at the light and also seeing the grace period of light.
啊，那主耶稣还在跟我们在一起的时候。
While Lord Jesus was still with us.
那这圣经就点出了。
Lord, the Bible then points out.
他说：“人在白天走路就不致跌倒。”
And that a man walks in the day, he does not stumble.
这是指着不是平常走路。
This is not referring just walk.
因为主要是指着这个 physical， 就真的物，就是说在人肉体上。物质上的这所行走的时候
，Lord Jesus is not referring to the physical walking.
他其实也有双关的，有属灵这一面的这样的揭示的。
And also has the spiritual explanation.
也就是说，人要走着生命的道路或信仰的道路。
This means that while man is walking on this journey of life or faith,
你要是有神的恩典跟真理和主耶稣在照亮着引导你的时候
，If you have God's light and Lord Jesus guiding your way,
你就不致跌倒。
Then you will not stumble.
就好像你在走光明的路，你不会跌倒一样。
Just like when you walk in the day, you will not stumble.
那从这里我们就读经的人就会注意到说，那光照的时候，圣经有什么教训
？When you study the Bible, you realize that what are other teachings correlates with the light, the daylight.
我们就想到，对，第一章讲到主是真光。
Then you reminds you that in chapter one it says the Lord Jesus is the light.
一章九节，那个真光来到人间。
In verse 9, the true light that comes to the world.
那是指主耶稣道成肉身，他的道理也来到人间。
And this is referring to Lord Jesus, come to the world in the form of flesh.
第一章也提起说，光照在黑暗的世界，黑暗却不拒绝、不接受光。
And it also says that the true light shines in the darkness, but he was rejected by the world.
就是把灵界的真相介绍出来。
And this is introducing the facts about the spiritual realm.
也就是说，世界上的善恶二元。是正在那里可以看得到的。
And the good and evil of the world can be seen here.
圣经这个尤其约翰福音的 dualism 的二元对立，也就是借着光暗的这样的对比，也可以看得出。
In Book of John, the dualism can be seen from the example of day and dark darkness.
比如三章的天上地下。
In for example, chapter 3, heaven and earth.
属灵跟属肉身。
Spiritual and secular.
啊，那这些就让你看着，你有没有看到这个？
And from these examples, can you see this?
光照的时候。
While there is daylight.
你要跟着光。
You have to walk with the light.
你要走路。
You have to walk.
还有一个重要的，你要做工。
And more importantly, you have to do work.
啊，这从正面来看到，在约翰福音就把这三方面都给我们教训了。
And in Book of John, it teaches us these three points.
但是那有一句话说，光照在黑暗，自己的世界的人不接受。
And important passage is the light shines in this world, his world, but he was rejected.
那我们就可以看到，又是有两个层面。
And from here, you can see two different levels of perspective.
一个就是说，主耶稣进到自己犹太人的世界里头。
And the first perspective is Lord Jesus entered into the world of Jews.
犹太人拒绝、抗拒，甚至逼害主。
But the Jews rejected and also persecuted Jesus.
不接受的。
They did not receive him.
那你又可以看到另一个层面。
You can also see a different perspective, different level.
圣经里头的说的世界这个字眼。
The world that's described in the Bible.
尤其在约翰福音跟约翰一书。
Especially in the book of John and 1 John.
那这个是就有它的特定的意义。
And this word has its particular meaning.
因为它不是指单指的这个普世啊，普世间天下。
It is not just referring to this physical world,
啊，或者说现存的世代，
or this existing generation,
或者我们所暂住或者说伫立的这个地球和地面，
or this earth that we are living in,
或者人间寰宇之间这个世界，
nor the world that we're surrounded in.
这个世界在约翰福音。
This world, the word world in the book of John.
比如说你约翰一书有五章你看到。
In 1 John chapter 5, you can also see.
就是这个世界服在恶者手下。
And that this world is under the dominion of sin.
那你们被世界恨恶。
That you are hated by this world.
啊，那世界这黑暗围绕着你。
And this dark world surrounding you.
难道这什么意思吗？指着普世和天下人间而已吗？
Is it only referring to this physical world, our surroundings?
它是指着一个特别的这个道理。
It's actually referring to a very special teaching.
就是说这个黑暗的世界。
And that is this dark world.
是一个属灵的，在约好像以弗所书六章十节说的。
Just like in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
就是说这天空属恶魔的灵气。
And that the evil spirit is controlling the world, the world of darkness. It's also in control of our hearts, our minds.
所以难怪人心趋向邪恶。那社会乱象充满。
No wonder that our hearts are inclined to follow the evil, and evilness fills our hearts.
因为这是一个律，一个力量，一个秩序，一个潜在的看不见的一个规模在那里。
Because this is a hidden trend, a force.
啊，那就是说世界就是被这个败坏、对抗神旨意、抵制神国的这个黑暗势力、邪恶的势力在抗。
And so this world is under the control, the dominion of this dark force.
所以主耶稣说，我不属于这个世界。
That's why Lord Jesus said that I do not belong to this world.
也就是说，你们要胜过世界，用你们这约翰一书说，要用信仰、信心胜过这邪恶的世界。
In Book of John, in First John, it says we have to use our faith to overcome this world.
胜过这世界，指着邪恶、魔鬼。这些罪恶的事。
Overcome the world means we have to overcome the evilness in Satan.
所以难怪主的道理、福音，甚至是正直的，就是说人间的良善，到了这个黑暗的世界被抵制、被抗拒。
No wonder the Lord's goodness, and His gospel had been rejected by this dark world.
原来善跟恶、天堂跟地狱是对立的。
And it is because the heaven and earth and the goodness and evil are standing in opposition.
所以圣经就用光明跟黑暗的对照、对比和对抗性来说它的二元。
And so Book of John describes use examples of light and darkness to show the two in opposition.
所以主耶稣就一直在提示着我们。
And Lord Jesus also is reminding us
我们要胜过这个世界
that we have to overcome this world.
你要照着光的这个途径，它的引导。
You have to follow the guidance of the light.
眼睛要打开。
You have to open your eyes.
光明要照耀在心中。
The light will shine into your heart.
你趁着光的引导，像路加福音啊，这样说，一章七八七九节所说的。
In just like Luke chapter 1 verse 7 and 9.
你看，把你带到跟这个平安跟生命的路上去。
It will lead and guide you onto this path of peace.
那从黑暗，还有说或者使徒行传二十六章十八节说的。
Just like Acts chapter 26.
就从这个魔鬼黑暗的可能就权势。转到这个神或者神国的这个国度里头来。
And that deliver you from the dominion of the Satan and lead you into the kingdom of God.
从黑暗进到光明。
From the darkness lead you into the light.
从魔鬼的权辖制进到神的国度。
From the control of the Satan into the kingdom of God.
使徒行传二十六章十八节也讲这个。
In Acts chapter 26 verse 18 also talks about this.
所以我们介绍福音，相信主就是要有这个过渡，就要这样的转移。
So when we introduce the gospel message.And believe in the Lord, we have to introduce this transition.
那么既然在光明中走了,
Since we're walking in the light,
那圣经就说你要好好地走路。
The Bible tells us that we need to walk well.
走着生命跟这个信仰的道路。
We need to walk on this path of life and faith.
那主耶稣在九章又这样教训着。
In chapter 9, Lord Jesus also teaches us. Verse 4 and 5.
我们要做工啊。
He says that we have to work.
也就是说，光在照的时候，我们还有气息的时候，主的恩典还在的时候，要做神的工。
That we have to do the work of God while there's still breath in us, that while there's still light.
那我们进到十二章了。
And then you enter into chapter 12.
三十六节、三十七节那里。
Verse 36 and 37.
你要信从这光，信从这个光。
And that you have to follow this light.
你要成为光明之子。
You have to become the son of light.
那光明之子跟黑暗之子也是在对抗。
The son of light is also fighting against the son of darkness.
属灵的跟属神的也在属肉的败坏的对抗神旨意的这些在对抗。
And those who belong to God, those who belong to light, is fighting, warring against those who belong to flesh.
所以我们就得到警惕了，得到学习了。
So from this we learned.
那主耶稣给我们这样教训，我们门徒们非常感谢他。
And Lord Jesus gave us such teachings as students, we thank Him for that.
好，那我们再看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他教导以后就催说，我们该走吧。
After he gave his teaching, then he says, let's go.
那当然这有一个小插曲。
And there's also a small diversion, a small...
episode.
There's a small anecdote before it.
主耶稣说，那个我们朋友拉撒路睡了。
Lord Jesus said that our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.
你看帖撒罗尼迦前书四章说门徒睡了。
When you look at Thessalonians chapter, First Thessalonians chapter 4, says that the disciples have fallen asleep, means they will resurrect.
然后你看主耶稣医治寡妇的女儿，她也是说她死，她睡了。
When Lord Jesus healed the daughter of the widow, he also said that she fell asleep.
耶稣女儿，管会堂的女儿。他睡了，就大家笑啊，死了，死了，怎么说睡呢？
The when he healed the daughter of
管会堂的
of a person that's in charge of the temple, he also said that she's not dead, she fell asleep.
这些睡的字眼在讲什么呢？
So what do these words mean?
这是一个死字。
It is actually the word death.
我们叫 euphemism， 好说是美式的话。避免太刺激，不雅的听闻。
These are also just euphemism, is just making the death sound not so bad.
当然，惯语也可以这么说嘛，惯那个 custom。
And also, it could be their custom.
就是说你说睡就死的意思，大家都了解。
So if you say somebody's asleep, everybody knows that he is dead.
我们习惯说钱财叫马门，不义的钱财，那你就好像阿赌物一样。
And just like when we say unrighteous money, we call it 阿赌物。
就是六朝的时候，怕嘴巴讲钱，所以太太把那阿赌物移开一点，要让他避开一下子。那当然就是故事了。阿赌物就就好像不义的钱财，是指钱的意思。就是说，好，它有公义不公义的这个含义在里头。
And the word 阿赌物 means is unrighteous gain of money.
Unrighteous 不是 unrighteous 的正义哈。是一个习惯的说法。
It's just a custom.
那另外我们就可以看到说睡啊，真的我们叫醒他。
When we also we see when somebody's asleep, we can wake them up.
门徒就尤其有一个幽默感在里头。
And the disciples also have a sense of humor.
他说他睡了就好啊，好事啊。
And they said that it's good that he's asleep.
这么事态严重的死，你还不了解，还说好事，睡着就好，他自然醒。
This is a very serious matter. How can they say that if he's asleep and he will get well?
当然，主耶稣转头就过来，很严肃的说。
So Lord Jesus turned around and spoke to them seriously.
说拉撒路是死了。
And he said that Lazarus is dead.
然后他在十五节讲一句话。
In verse 15, he said.
那我们要是要把主的话用文字再整理一下。
If you organize all the words that spoke by Lord,
他其实在说我们还没有在那，还没有到达那伯大尼那了。
They have not yet arrived at Bethany.
真的，做门徒我为你们做门徒缘故去了，那就好叫你们相信。那这件事我们应该高兴欢喜的。
And I am glad for your sake that I was not there that you may believe.
就是我们去了，你们看到拉撒都活了。那就可以看到神迹，那这件事值得庆幸、欢喜的了。
That means that when they get there, they will Lazarus will be resurrected, and they should be glad to see this.
因为你们会相信。
Because it will lead them to believe.
所以你说我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们缘故，好叫你们相信。这个真正的话是这个意思。
And verse 15 says, "I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe."
因为一旦我们去那里。看到神迹，你相信归荣耀给神，我们应该欢喜快乐。
Because once they get there, if they heal Lazarus, they will give glory to God, and they are glad for that.
那就迪马斯又叫多疑的，这个托马斯。那真好，我们去也跟他同死吧。
And so Thomas said that let us go that we may die with him.
那当然，这是用轻松的插曲。
Of course, this is just a anecdote.
因为主耶稣要叫死复活，要显大能力。
Because Lord Jesus will resurrect people from the dead and show His power.
承受到说是的，那要是我们死，也可以再复活，要显出神的大能力。
So Thomas also feels that if they also die, then they can experience the power of God.
我们就把叙述讲到第二段这个行进，有这么多的道理。
And we have progressed to the second part of the story. There are so many teachings in this.
第一个，主耶稣被石头打。
First, Lord Jesus was stoned by the by people. If you look at chapter 8 and chapter 10,
那主耶稣也就竟然冒着生命危险，因为就好像保罗在使徒行传二十章说的。
And Lord Jesus risked his life, just like what Paul said in Acts chapter 20.
他说我不以性命为念。
He said that he does not have his life in mind.
我现在到24节左右，我到了的这个耶路撒冷要遭遇到什么苦难。
And he will go into Jerusalem and suffer persecution.
但是我要成全主所交托给我的恩惠的这个福音。
But he will complete the work that Lord Jesus has given to him.
所以做主工的人不应该怕危难，你就要用智慧勇敢去应付就是了。
So those who do the work of Lord should not be afraid of persecution. You have to face it with wisdom.
体贴肉体，就好像那个彼得的主啊，不要去了。
Those who are in Matthew chapter 16, those who are carnally minded, they worry and ask the Lord not to go.
被钉十字架，被受苦害啊。
Because Lord Jesus was about to suffer and be crucified on the cross.
体贴肉体。
Those who are carnally minded.
主派的神救赎的经纶。
And will hinder and obstruct the work of God.
所以保那彼彼那主耶稣就斥责彼得说：“撒旦，退我走，退边去吧。”
That's why Lord Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Satan, get away from me."
他是那个咒诅阻挡圣工的撒旦，让彼得讲阻挡的话。
It was Satan who was trying to hinder the work of God, speaking through Peter.
所以你不体贴神的旨意，你不站在神这边，你站在自己的肉体。
So if you are not mindful of God's will and you are mindful of the flesh needs.
所以你难怪从那个路加第九章
In Luke chapter 9,
91节那里
Verse
91, 就说到主耶稣他的鼻子要被接上升，他就定义向耶路撒冷走去。
Lord Jesus knew he would be crucified, so he set his mind to walk towards Jerusalem.
他要被提上升，就要先受死复活。
And that he will be ascended to heaven, that means he will first crucify.
所以他的方向就从加利利要走向南边的耶路撒冷。
And the direction of his journey was traveling southward from Galilee to Jerusalem.
他会受尽千辛万苦。
And he will go through all kinds of labor and warm and hardship of life,
逼害阻挡
and all the persecutions and rejections.
但是他还是鼻子脚步往着耶路撒冷走。
But he set his mind to walk towards Jerusalem.
所以他不怕不畏难的了。
And so he was not afraid.
所以我们应该学习这个精神。
So we should learn from Lord Jesus.
我们单单查考到第二段这个行进间。就可以看到旅途很多的教训。
When we get to the second part of this narrative story, we can learn a lot from this.
那以后你进到这个高潮高峰 high climax.
When you get to the high climax of the story,
那就等于说大概一个 turning point.
Or a turning point of the story.
旅途变成在这个在村庄里头行复活的大神迹。
And that is a turning point is he's performing the great sign in the village.
那你也可以看到主的心怀。
From here, you can also see the heart of Jesus.
你看马大的认知跟他的对话。
You can see Martha's acknowledgement and the conversation that took place between both of them.
还有就主耶稣怎么教导说，你信必然看见神的荣耀。
And how Lord Jesus teaches them that when you believe, you will see the glory of God.
当然，我们一一的查考可以上几堂课。
Of course, if we delve this into this in detail, it would take several classes.
但是我们会众也可以借着我们查考，好像在家里查考圣经一样。
But the congregation can study at home like we study here.
就求主来带领我们进入到这个神话语的规模。
So we asked God to guide us into His words.
那当然，我们看到人性的这一面。
And we also see the human nature.
门徒。
See the disciples.
然后就是在坟墓旁边的村庄的人们。
And all the people surrounded by the tomb in the village.
他们所表现的这种这爱主。
And their action of loving God.
或者他们的讥笑讥讽。
Or their mocking.
或者说他们这样的毁谤。
Or they are criticism.
然后主耶稣他自己为这个拉撒路的病死跟旁边的哀怜，他动了怜悯的心，他哭了。
And Lord Jesus also wept because he was touched and he loved Lazarus.
他是为了不信的世代。
And for this unbelieved world.
为了信的太迟的马大。
And also he wept for the Martha that believed a little late.
为了马大还要阻挡主耶稣说你。 不要去吧，他已经死了四天四活，四天四天了，四夜了。
Martha also was trying to stop Jesus from going because Lazarus already dead for 4 days.
那在讲什么呢？
And what is this telling us?
主耶稣转过来就对马大说了，这最后一句话说，马大，你要是信了，你必然看见神的荣耀。
And Lord Jesus turned around and told Martha that if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
那我们也就看出从二章到十一章有关于到神迹所带来两个重要的字眼。
And from chapter 11, verse 2 to 11, you can see the two keywords brought on by the sign.
从迦拿的神迹水变酒那个开始。
It starts from the sign in Canaan, turning the water from wine to wine.
门徒看见水变酒的 sign 神迹，就相信。
The disciples see the sign of turning into water into wine. They believed.
归荣给天父，给神，也给主耶稣。
And they gave all the glory to the Heavenly Father and Jesus.
信跟荣耀会一定连在一起。
Therefore, believe is always connected with glory.
这在约翰福音的神迹的记载。
This is the recording of the sign in the book of John.
以及我们教会在传道或领受神的恩典的这个体验。
And also, this is experience of our church in preaching the gospel.
你会因为信看到神的荣耀。
Because of your belief, you will see the glory of God.
因为神的大能会彰显。
Because God's power will be manifested.
那就是我们今天所查考的大半段，从的起承转合。我们查考到转啊，在这个成的这个阶段。
And from the fourth section of this narrative story, we study the first two part, the commencement and the transition.
愿主祝福我们，我们唱诗。
So may the Lord bless us. Let's sing a hymn together.
452首。
一道麦粒声，不落到麦好，那比。
第四节
verse 4
Thy King of Heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven just on. Thou my own heart
Please be seated.
这个第二第一节第二行啊，因为有些学生问过，我也问过这个学生的 save 什么意思。
The second line of first verse, I asked the TTP students, what does the word save mean?
有些马上说啊，拯救救的意思。
And some would immediately answer me, it means salvation.
啊，其实不然。
But it is not so.
因为它是介系词。除了的意思。
It means other than except.
那就当作参考，因为当然很多人知道。
And it's just as a reference.
我们祷告求主耶稣带领我们。
So we pray and ask Lord Jesus to guide us.
我们一定在事工上跟自己 内在世界的建立，求主来充实我们。
And so that in our service, and also in our in building up our faith, we ask the Lord to fill us.
我们学习听了道理以后，在以后说两个月前听了道理，到现在还可以侃侃而谈出来。
So that the teachings that we learned 2 months ago, we can still talk about it 2 months later.
或者说，查考道理，你还会去继续去努力的延伸跟深耕。
Or that you will continue to expand on the teachings that you have learned.
那这样的话，我们就可以对外见证。假设要谈道理的时候，我们可以看，就是说远远而谈的。
And so that when it comes to discussing the truth, that we can we'll be able to do that.
那这习惯真教会的门徒应该做哈。
And this is a good habit that the disciples of True Jesus Church should have.
我们借着神的话，可以看到神的作为跟他的旨意。
Through the Word of God, we can see God's work and His will.
也可以看到他的美妙。
We can also see his wondrous beauty.
激励着我们说一定要前进。
And that will motivate us to continue to march forward.
好，现在我们祷告。
So now we will pray.
为了病痛的，为心灵软弱的，还有事工来祷告。
We'll pray for those who are physically or spiritually weak, and also pray for various holy work.
求主来眷顾我们。
We ask the Lord to have mercy upon us. Let's pray together.